You're listening to SBS News.
Data analysts Climate Risk say nearly 720,000 properties around Australia may become uninsurable. The company has looked at the impact of inland flooding, bushfire, coastal inundation, wind drought and related building subsidence. 15 million individual addresses were checked for exposure to climate-related hazards and how they might evolve in the future. Carl Mallon is the Director of Climate Risk, and they've developed climate hazard maps indicating areas of concern. They show the areas most at risk include cities and towns in Queensland, including Brisbane, the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast, areas around Perth, parts of Sydney, Newcastle, Maitland and Bourke in New South Wales, Shepparton in Victoria, and areas around Adelaide.
We calculate that about 350,000 properties at the moment are probably above the threshold of high risk that the US government would use as a measure. Now, those properties at the moment may technically still be able to get an insurance premium, but what we're seeing is some of those premiums are very high indeed. We've seen premiums where people are being asked to pay $30,000 a year for insurance, which obviously is beyond what almost anyone can afford.
Carl Mallon says in some of these areas, insurance cover is not even available for the type of risk that is relevant. For example, in coastal inundation areas, people cannot get cover for actions of the sea, even when they're prepared to pay for it. Mr. Mallon says it's hard to apportion blame, with insurers needing to price risk properly, and local governments often forced to allow property developments in areas designated by state governments. He says rising premiums could also have ramifications for people with mortgages or those trying to obtain one.
In principle, your home needs to be fully insured for while you've got a mortgage. And that means that if insurance becomes difficult to obtain, property may be difficult to sell in future because buyers, you know, simply can't meet the requirements of the banks. So that really does mean that people need to pay a lot of attention to making sure that their homes are resilient to the local hazards, or really engaging with local councils to work together on solving that problem.
Some local councils have raised concerns that they could be open to potential legal action from affected property owners if measures are not put in place to deal with high premiums or uninsurability. Councillor Jess Miller from the City of Sydney says her council has been working for some time on resilience plans for the city, but is also calling for a statewide approach to the issue.
At the whim of the state government when it comes to determining where major growth corridors can be. So what we'd like to see is a lot more joined up thinking between the different layers of government to make sure that where we are identifying new growth corridors or where we have existing communities that are at risk, that we have a very well thought through plan about whether or not those people should be living there, and then what kinds of changes in the planning controls need to be made to ensure that existing communities remain safe.
David Craven is the director of the City's Power Partnership, an alliance of local governments across Australia working to tackle climate change. Mr. Craven says while some positive changes have occurred in recent years, more could be done to keep insurance costs down and to maintain safety for residents.
Well, I think we've certainly seen examples of that over the last few years after Black Saturday, with the development of a more stringent bushfire design and so on. But I think there's certainly, you know, more we could be doing and to safeguard against some of the other risks. And certainly, as I say, coming back to that issue of putting in place the appropriate frameworks will actually allow the development of an adequate kind of response.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.